Good morning. Our scripture reading this morning is the account of creation that's from Genesis 1 in the Bible, and this reading will be from the New Living Creation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. Then God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day and the darkness night. And evening and morning passed, marking the first day. Then God said, "Let there be space between the waters to separate the waters of the heavens from the waters of the earth." And that is what happened. God made the space to separate the waters of the earth from the waters of the heavens. God called the space sky, and evening passed and morning came, marking the second day. Then God said, "Let the waters beneath the sky flow all into one place so that ground may appear." And that is what happened. God called the dry ground land, and the waters God called the seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the land sprout with vegetation, every sort of seed-bearing plant and trees that grow seed-bearing fruits. These seeds will then produce the kinds of plants and trees from which they came." And that is what happened. The land produced vegetation, all sorts of seed-bearing fruits, and trees with seed-bearing fruits. Their seeds produced plants and trees of the same kind, and God saw that it was good. And evening passed and morning passed, marking the third day. Then God said, "Let lights appear in the sky to separate the day from the night. Let them be signs to mark the seasons, days, and years. Let these lights in the sky shine down on the earth." And that is what happened. God made two great lights, the larger one to govern the day and the smaller one to govern the night. God also made the stars. God set those lights in the sky to light the earth, to govern night and day, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And evening passed and morning came, marking the fourth day. Then God said, "Let the waters swarm with fish and other life. Let the skies be filled with birds of every kind." So God created great sea creatures and every living thing that scurries and swarms in the water, and every sort of bird, each producing offspring of the same kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply. Let the fish fill the seas and let the birds multiply the skies." And evening passed and morning came, marking the fifth day. Then God said, "Let the earth produce every sort of animal, each producing offspring of the same kind, livestock, small animals that scurry along the ground, and wild animals." And that is what happened. God made all sorts of wild animals, livestock, and small animals, each able to produce offspring of the same kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make human beings in our own image to be like us. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, and all the wild animals on earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground." So God created human beings in God's own image. In the image of God, God created them. Male and female, God created them. And this ends the reading of the scriptures.
Thank you so much, Ellen. Please join me in prayer. God above, we come to you this morning to praise and worship you for the incredible creation that you have made. From the highest of mountains to the deepest valley, the smallest grain of sand to the brightest star in the sky, you created each of these things and a beautiful spectrum of diversity between them. Today we praise you for the gift of the in-between and the joy of discovering the richness within it. Amen. It is the month of June, and that means it is Pride Month, at least for us here in the US. This is a month that has not always been celebrated, and there are still many who do not celebrate this month. However, we at Church of the Crossroads have a clear stance when it comes to our relationship with the LGBTQ plus community. We are a church that is open and affirming, meaning that we are welcoming and make space for people who identify as members of the LGBTQ plus community and beyond. When we say all are welcome, we mean that you are welcomed and invited to come as you are. We are a community of imperfect people, and we do not always get it right. But we are committed to acknowledging our mistakes and bettering ourselves to create a community where that statement can only become more true. There are a number of churches that have begun their own journeys and processes into becoming open and affirming, but it remains true that we continue to be outnumbered by hateful theology and oppressive systems who continue to cause harm to many people. Knowing the history of the church, I want to offer an apology. As a member of the Christian faith and as an ordained leader within the Christian church, I recognize that historically, the church has been one of the biggest perpetrators in the mistreatment and harm caused to the LGBTQ plus community. And for that, I am deeply and truly sorry. You do not deserve that treatment, and I promise to be a part of a community that works towards righting those wrongs and to help the healing of those wounds that have been created. In part by supporting programs that support LGBTQ plus people and continuously working to create a more inclusive space and loudly proclaiming the love of God for everyone. Today, I hope to bring a message that reflects those intentions and to offer a perspective that is inclusive of all people and their complex and rich experiences as God's beloved children. So our scripture today is one that many people are familiar with. It is one of the creation stories of Genesis, where God is described as creating different parts of the universe one day at a time. In the scripture, we read about the creation of light and darkness and their separation, creating day and night. Then God separated the waters of heavens and the water of earth and called it sky. Then the water was brought together so dry ground could appear, thereby making space for vegetation to grow. And all of these things God called good. But God didn't stop there. Then we get the planets, the sun, the moon, the stars are created to help guide the seasons and time. Then came the fish and the birds, of which God also saw to be good, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply. Let the fish fill the seas. Let the birds multiply on earth." Then more animals were created, and then humans, all of which were called good. When I was reading through the scripture, I noticed that although the story involves God creating the world, there is space for creation to grow and change from its original form. As more animals and other living things grew, they changed, and God saw the change, and God said it was good. So from the universe's earliest creation, we see transformation of new life without the direct hand of God enforcing it and God finding joy in it. This is something I want us to recognize as we reflect on how this story of creation from ancient Israel is told and how we see our relationship with God now. These stories we see in scriptures are as old as storytelling itself. Ideas and traditions passed down orally and eventually written in their traditional ways. So each of these scriptures and stories has such deep and rich complexity to it that if we were to take it at face value, we would really be missing so much of what is actually there. And I bring this up because so often we find people taking scripture and metaphor at face value or just too literally. And the truth is that all of our understandings of scripture are interpretations. And the scriptures themselves are also interpretations of experiences of God from ancient people. So then how are we supposed to read the Bible? What's the correct interpretation? Who cracked the code for understanding the Bible the right way? Sometimes we get too lost in being right that we miss the, hold on one second, I want to make sure I say this right. There are times when we get too lost in being right that we miss the beauty of the stories being told. God is not a puzzle to be figured out, but an experience to be had and a love to feel and a place to belong. God is not a machine that rewards those that follow the rules, but a hen protecting her chicks, or a rock creating steady ground to stand on. As God's creation and followers of the Christian faith, we do not seek to be the most correct and defeat all other religions, but we seek the different ways that we can be closer to God. Oftentimes that is through experiencing each other. So when we find places where Christians are so judgmental and so wrapped up in the ideas of sin and hatred, we find people that are not searching for the experience of God, but the correct answers and ways to live to please what they think God wants from them. Our relationship with God is not an exchange. Jesus for our sins, our lives for salvation, sacrifice for heaven. If we look at the creation story and how God interacts with the world in the beginning, we don't see an exchange. After each different piece of the world was created, God looked at it and said it was good. As that creation continued to grow and transform, God saw it and still said it was good. The same goes for humans. We are not perfect and do not always make good decisions. But when it comes to being our true selves and who God created us to be, then we are not sinning. After our creation, God not only said we were good, but that we were very good. Some people say God doesn't make mistakes. If we are to believe that that is true, then who are we to say or to stop our trans siblings from finding who they are? Study after study has shown us that trans and queer people are not queer because they are mentally ill. The mental illness comes from the trauma of being rejected as your true self from the people that you love the most. As a society, many people have deemed any sort of movement away from cisgendered, heteronormative relationships as bad or some worthy of death. The statistics of trans people, specifically Black trans women, that are murdered every year is horrifying, and that is sin. The many anti-trans laws that are being pushed and some even passed throughout the US is a reflection of those sinful ideas spread throughout our country. In Isaiah chapter 55, 8 through 9, God says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor my ways your ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Gender is a social construct, meaning that it is what we want it to be. So if someone looks at themselves and says they might be different than what someone else perceives them as, who are we to say that they are wrong? And then you might hear someone say something about sex and biology, but even then, this is a spectrum, because there are intersex people who live very happy lives. In Psalm 139, verse 12 through 13, it says, "For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well." If God does not make mistakes, then God made trans and queer people and said they were good. We look at the creation story and we see God create these beautiful binaries of land and sea and light and darkness and water and sky and male and female. But these are not the only two things that exist. There are swamps and lakes and sunrises and twilights. There is more between the seas and the skies, and there is more than just male and female. To only see the binaries is to miss the sacred and creative beauty that exists between each of these things. Being trans is not a sin. Being gay is not a sin. Being queer is not a sin. The gift of being trans is the gift to participate in your own sacred creation. To quote the trans writer Julian Jarbo, "God made me trans for the same reason God made wheat but not bread and grapes but not wine. So that humanity could participate in the act of creation. Since the creation of the world, there has been transformation. And since the beginning, God has looked at it all and said that it was good. We have read these scriptures from ancient times and done our best to see not only the knowledge that we are given, but also God's love that is poured out for us through it." And it doesn't stop there. We still see God's love today. Whether it is through our trans siblings, our gay and queer siblings, our polyamorous friends and family, or even within ourselves. God's love and presence lives in our creativity, in our journey towards who God created us to be. No matter what people say or do, you are a blessing just as you are. Amen.